This is Lewis Navalier. It is Thursday, September 10th. Well, I just want to update everybody on the market's gyrations. So Tuesday was down, Wednesday was up, today we're down. We opened up pretty good, but then we fizzled towards the close. But don't let that bother you. The key is volume, okay? You want volume to dissipate. You want day-to-day volatility to dissipate. And I can tell you under the surface, the quality stocks are doing fine. Now, we're not invincible. We do get swept up in some of the general profit-taking out there. But the bottom line is there are shocks to the market. A lot of the bubble stocks are being pricked. In fact, today, one of the bubble stocks is Nikola. This is the company that did the joint venture with GM. And a short seller decided to attack it. And so it's, for lack of a better word, bubbles being pricked today. But we don't own the stock, so we shouldn't worry, okay? We own quality stocks. Stocks are going to post great third quarter earnings. And I can't tell you how strong those third quarter earnings are going to be. I've been doing this for decades now, folks. And all I can tell you is the analysts are upgrading like crazy. We're going to have 30 plus percent GDP growth for the third quarter. And the economic news is still largely very, very positive. And so we're going to let those earnings drop kick and drive our stocks higher. So, you know, today and tomorrow are probably the best days to buy, okay? Then the quality really should really kick in here in the last couple weeks of September. And then we go into October and the presidential debates start. And then we have earnings season starts. And everything's going to be fine. Now, a couple other interesting things are going on. The European Central Bank met today, and they seem to be kind of annoyed at us. You know, the euro's gone from basically 106, 107 against the U.S. dollar back in March to 119. And they seem annoyed that the dollar's so weak. And you know, they didn't increase their bond buying program, so that's that. But that weak dollar creates windfall profits for big multinationals, including a lot of the techs. So even that's good news. So I'm just not worried. I mean, all I can tell you, it's summertime. It's natural to oscillate. Tomorrow's going to be a sad day because, of course, it's the anniversary of 9/11. And I think we have a lot to look forward to. And things are getting back to normal. In fact, there's a football game on tonight, an NFL game. So for those of you who have been missing that, you got that to look forward to. So hang in there, folks. I know the market's gyrations bother some people, but it's perfectly normal to go up, down, up, down, up, down. And all I can tell you is the volume's drying up, which means the selling pressure is being dissipated. And the real buying pressure will start in the next couple of weeks. I already see some buying pressure on the surface anyway. And I feel good. And let me give you another example. The United Kingdom today announced they're going to test everybody for the coronavirus. Well, guess what? We own one of the testing companies. Its symbol is QDEL. So, you know, the news on the coronavirus ebbs and flows, you know. Hey, at least we own a big testing company that hopefully will benefit from that. And, of course, there's increased testing in the United States. My youngest daughter's at Cornell, and they're testing her every week. So, you know, it's the... We have companies that can profit from the current environment we're in. So hang in there. Don't let the gyrations bother you. And let's let the volume dissipate. Let's let the selling pressure exhaust itself. And then the creme de la creme starts rising next week. And then we finish the quarter on a strong note. And then we go into October locked and loaded with our fundamentally superior stocks. We have a great earnings announcement season. And we get the election out of the way, and hopefully it won't be contested. And then we hit the holidays, and that's the season strong time of year. So, again, a lot to look forward to here. So don't let the daily gyrations bother you. They're perfectly normal. And all I care about is trading volume, and all I can tell you, there's not panic selling. So we're okay. That's it, everybody. Louis Navalier. I'll talk to you soon.